This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
They're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins.
Football's football. You only want to get better at it to play football.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill. But I don't mind talking to y'all. You ever see a cheetah stretch?
What an opportunity. You can sleep when you die. If you see any good players, tell them to come here.
Kenny Wayne's going to score! Kenny Wayne's going to score!
The best part of football is football. And so you got to do football.
What does the draft sound like? Rawr. To take a guy that won't be ready to play for at least 4 years.
Why are you going there?
I would crush you.
Okay, two things. One, is it Wofford or Wofford?
I always thought it was Wofford.
I think it's Wofford.
It's Wofford?
But I am not willing to die on that hill.
Well, they just punched their ticket, as Buck said in his sports note. They're going to the big dance. The other thing is, once again, Buckley with fake news. Hmm. Somebody pointed out on the text line, we were talking about the Miss Sucky jersey, the Missouri-Kentucky jersey.
Is that not real?
Well, it was real, but the dad was wearing the Miss Sucky jersey, not the mom.
Well, you looked at the photo, idiot.
Well, no, I didn't. You're the only one that told me about it.
I thought you looked it up to confirm.
No! I trust my producer!
That's a bad idea. We learned that last week.
Terrible idea.
So the dad was wearing a
shirt.
This is a fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me situation.
That's still kind of fun. I still kind of enjoy that. Hey, Dad, you like Miss Sucky, do you? which is worse, the mom being Miss Sucky or the dad wearing his Miss Sucky shirt?
So that's probably one where the mom, see, that changes everything. Because the mom, so they know what it says. And mom's like, I'm not wearing that. Yeah. You're wearing that. And he's like, okay.
I'll be Miss Sucky.
Yeah, that's the not putting the 1A vag for you license plate on.
Yeah, exactly.
True story.
I'm trying to remember, there was a gal at my gym that was wearing a sports team tank top that was custom made that had something on it that we were debating whether or not she knew what it meant. I'm trying to remember what that was. Like, whenever I see something like that, I'm always intrigued about whether or not the person did that intentionally. And you can kind of tell by looking at him, like, it's like the same sort of guy that wears a Big Johnson t-shirt. Like, there's a certain sort of fella. You're like, yeah, that
looks like, fits.
That looks like it fits. You know, you're always trying to size that person up. You're like, are you aware of what that shirt means? You're like, yeah. It's always an awkward conversation.
All right, where were we?
Well, we were talking about Miss Sucky there for a second.
Planes turning around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's going from Chicago to Delhi. Is that right? Delhi?
It's a long flight.
Yeah. In India?
I've flown into Delhi.
Of course you have.
How was that?
Flying in was fine. We got delayed 4 hours flying out because the smog was so bad there wasn't visibility.
I'm just going to take places that I don't want to be for 1,000. And the answer is India.
Interesting experience. Never need to go back.
Yeah, I got to tell you, when people say, oh, we're going to India, or like, let me put it this way. If I, too, never want to travel to India... Mm-hmm. I don't feel bad saying that.
Me neither.
And I always think that people that have traveled to India and are trying to tell me about it, or they're going to India and they're trying to justify it, are lying.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you going there?
Yeah. My chiropractor and his husband, they honeymooned in India.
Why are you going there?
Well, they're big yoga types, you know, kind of the new age, holistic. So they went to India to try to, like, you know, see the, you know, I don't know, the
be shock. Enlightened or something.
Yeah, to be enlightened or whatever.
Do some White Lotus style stuff.
Yeah, they went over there for 2 weeks. They left after 3 days. They just were like, no, we're not doing this anymore.
We went for a friend's wedding, and we were like, as long as we're halfway around the world, let's like make an extended vacation out of it. And we were like, we're not staying here to do that. Yeah. So we went on
in
to
Delhi.
Like, we went on to
where'd you go?
We went on to Thailand.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
My fun fact. Also, the anti-India rung continues. BTJ's brother, his company, he works for Kubota Tractors out of Japan, and they transferred him for a brief time. I think he's got to be there for maybe 3-4 years. They moved him to India. They're big in that because the developing land. And I was like, because he's got little kids, I was like, you sure about that? And he's like, oh, it's fine. It's not as bad as you think. Yeah, it turns out Kubota built their own city for their employees, like a big gated city.
Oh.
And whenever they leave the city, there's a driver that takes them around. So every time he tells me that India is not that bad, I remind him, I'm like, yeah, what exactly does your company do for you? Oh, yeah. You build your own city that only employees from Kubota are allowed to live in because no one wants to go outside of the walls. That's
really
all,
so. Yes. I can't live in there if I'm not at Kubota.
No,
wow.
They built their own community because they kept sending people over, and the employees were like, "No, we'd rather quit than live here." So they built them. They built them like a Mr. Beast games, their own city, and you get your driver. So like when you take your kids to school or whatever, you don't do it. They have a driver that takes you to and from.
That's awesome.
It's also, but also kind of terrifying.
Yeah, it is terrifying. And I would say that I don't know that you could even do that here. I mean, I know Walmart did the whole Bentonville thing.
Yeah.
But if you and I wanted to live in Bentonville, we could.
Yeah, that's not the same. I mean,
it's not the same
it's
thing.
It's kind of like a futuristic, like,
yeah,
I don't know, dystopian future. Here's how we keep everyone happy. We like make a manufactured happy city.
Well, yes. But isn't that India, though? Isn't India like just all either rich or like shockingly poor?
It's pretty polarized.
It's all it is.
In that way, yeah.
There are. It's so awful, but there are so many orphans and poor kids that there's like syndicates where they take kids and they maim them. Sometimes they blind them so that the kid will be a more effective beggar on the street. I mean, it's just shocking.
I bet you Taj Mahal's great, though.
Yeah. Have you seen the other side of the Taj Mahal?
No.
Have you ever
I've never been there.
No, they're look it up. They'll do like the view of the Taj Mahal, and then they're like, turn around. Because you see the Taj Mahal and it's beautiful, but if you see the photograph with your back to the Taj Mahal, it looks like the worst place on earth. That
so it's
is like
the pyramids.
Yes, that is like the best example of here is this beautiful like work of art that stood the test of time.
I see it.
And then right behind it is
the other thing I remember about the Taj Mahal is I think it's a little bit like Mount Rushmore where it's like out in the middle of nowhere. So you it's not around anywhere you would happen to be. You have to go hours to get to it, and then it's like, well, yeah, it looks like the pictures.
Yeah.
It's not where I need to go.
India, don't hold your breath for a primetime remote broadcast. Yeah.
BTJ's
still got
brother
planes
was
going
like,
there
because they were like, "Hey, do you guys want to come visit us?" And we're like, "You know what? Why don't we wait till you get transferred back to Japan and we'll see you then."
If you were going to go to India, where would you go?
There are nice places.
Sure.
So the couple that we went to see get married in the husband's hometown, they went to honeymoon in a place called, I think it's called Goa, and it's in South India. And it's like, it's more tropical. Like Russian oligarchs vacation there and stuff like that. So check out Goa.
Sounds like my kind of party. Russian oligarchs?
Might be a little out of my price range if the Russian oligarchs are going there.
It does look nice.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't look like India. Like, if you showed me these photos and you said, what country is this? I wouldn't, there's no chance I would have said India.
Yeah.
It's not in India.
I think any place, if you have money,
you can find a nice place within that place.
Sure.
Well,
you probably go to the most war-torn place in the world, but if I got a bunch of money, something tells me there's probably someplace nice that I can go. But that's always, I've never understood the idea of you travel to a foreign country, and then you go find like the Ritz or the Four Seasons there, the White Lotus.
So you don't have to feel like you're in that country?
And you never leave the property. And I'm like, well, why did you go halfway around the world to then sit at a resort and experience none of the country? But I guess there are some countries, like India, that I'm not certain that I'm interested in experiencing what the general population has to offer.
I'm going to give you FU money.
Okay. I would like FU money.
For the rest of your life.
I would like that.
But you must live in India the whole time.
Hmm.
You cannot leave. Are you doing it? I mean, you're done, dude.
I got FU money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Okay.
You could, I promise you, you could carve out, again, where's the Russian oligarchs? What's the name of that place?
Goa, G-O-A.
But once a year.
But I can't leave. I can never leave the country?
Nope. Dude, it's geofenced. Yeah. You're chipped.
Nah.
You leave there, you're out.
Nah.
All your money has to stay there. And then once a year, there will be a king cobra snake somewhere within 100 feet of you.
There's a Bengal tiger running around. I'll say this. If you landlocked me in any country, that would be hard. Like, I it's a great big world. And, like, you're not going to see anyone's weddings. Like, you're not seeing any. Nah, I'm out.
You could pay for them to go to India to see you.
Nah, I'm all right. I'll keep living my meager existence. I'm fine.
In the same way.
Yeah. I don't need all that.
I'll tell you next what happened on this flight from Chicago to Delhi. They did turn the plane around. Next on The Fan.
It makes me sad.
Well, this is the definition of a crappy flight, Jace. Passengers aboard an Air India flight to Delhi endured a 10-hour trip to nowhere when their plane was forced to circle back to Chicago. Yep. Do you want to guess the reason for this one, or did you already see this?
I saw it, and the moment I saw it, I instantly thought of you.
They clogged the toilets.
Got the poo-poo.
Now, they're saying that it wasn't all the doo-doo. They said that passengers were flushing bags and rags down the lavatories.
My God.
Yeah.
You savages. It's, by the way, it says right there on every toilet, don't flush anything other than than your poo-poo.
Now, is anybody going to cop to having flushed something other than the poo-poo in the teepee?
Never done it.
No?
I respect. As someone who has had a septic tank collapse on them many, many moon ago, I respect the septic system like no other. Like, you cannot go rogue on that. And I will never understand the people that selfishly just are like, well, whatever.
Well,
if anything goes down there.
One of my finest stories is when I was in Tulum and I had to dookie.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
When I was on the bus.
Yes.
And I was about to crap my pants. And I saw the little girl pop up out of nowhere.
Hatch.
And I was like, oh, my God, there's a bathroom on the bus. Well, you're not supposed to poop in that bathroom, but I did.
You didn't have a choice.
I did not have a choice. No. I was about to.
And you know what? I don't hold you accountable for that because those are battle conditions.
But I often wonder, like, what did they have? Like, what does that mean on the backside, if you know what I'm saying?
Look, I understand, but I can't hold someone for what they did in Vietnam. I can't hold them accountable. Like, it's war.
It was war.
You know, and war is hell. I'm not here to judge. But for the most part. And by the way, it's not like you were flushing matchbox cars down there or whatever. You just, you know, you did what you had to do. But these people, like, there's trash cans I'll have this, like, if you travel to any kind of developing country or whatever, they'll oftentimes will ask you, you wipe and you have to throw the toilet paper away in the trash can.
Yeah.
And then there's a spray hose for you, to a bidet, to hose yourself down, because those systems can't take it. And you hear horror stories about these jackass people from Western countries that are like, well, that's disgusting. I'm not putting my poo paper in. And so they start flushing.
And then you break their pipes and it's way worse.
Exactly. And especially on an airplane, you're flushing bags.
Yeah, these people. Yeah, it was bad. This is a huge plane, 14-hour trip. But here's the thing. So do you know how many toilets were on that plane?
I'm assuming that's a big plane. I mean, that's a long flight. So I'm going to say that there's 2, 4, 6. I'm going to say there's at least 6, maybe 8.
There were 12.
Yeah, those big planes have a lot of toilets.
12 toilets.
They clogged them all?
No.
Close.
10.
Oh, I read 11. Did they get 10?
This says 8, but I read another story that said
what
10 of them.
What sort of villainy scum do you have on an airplane that clogs 10 bathrooms?
I know. It's like that right there is the story.
It lets that you know that you have a plane full of
Dunkos. Now, I don't know if it's Chicagoans or Delians.
Delians.
But either way,
it's rough.
That is rough.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. Like, I would be so freaking livid.
Yeah.
So, dude, they were over Greenland. They were, so this is like I said, it's a 14-hour trip. They were 5 hours into their trip when 8 of the 12 toilets broke.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So now you have 4 toilets and 9 hours left. Can't you keep going? No, I look, if all 12 are inoperable, that's a problem. But remember, you still have to go back 5 hours.
Now,
if you're wondering, So which would you rather have? 5 hours with no toilets, but you have to go back to your destination or to your original, to the where you took off from, or 9 hours with no toilets, but you get to where you had planned to go.
I wonder if there is, like a person to crapper ratio that you have to have in order to safely fly. I'm dead serious. In a world full of regulations, this seems like you have to have a certain number of toilets for a certain number of passengers. Otherwise, they probably take it out of the pilot's hands.
Well, they said that there was no other, because it was late at night.
Yeah,
there was no other airport for them to the nighttime restrictions at most European airports at that time. They could not go over to get to Europe and then land there.
So they had to go back.
To go all the way back to Chicago.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I probably would have been arrested because I would have caused a scene. I would have been, and not at the fact that we were turning around. I would have been cursing.
So I am of the opinion.
There would have been at one point me stand up and yelling, "You filthy sons of bitches."
I am of the opinion that this was done on purpose because they said they found polythene bags, rags, and clothes that had been flushed down and stuck in the plumbing.
Wow.
So I'm guessing somebody was doing a bit.
Why?
A really bad bit. Wow. Well, because they're a-holes. That's why.
Some YouTube prankster. Boy, I by the way, I do not put that past anyone. I could see some ass clown
totally
having a YouTube page of what could I flush down an airplane
toilet.
Yeah,
but as we've seen, you do that on put it on online and then you're implicating yourself and you're going to jail, so people don't end up doing it.
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't know if it was for the gram or anything. I just think that I could see somebody doing that and thinking that that's, you know how people do. Well, I mean, is it any different than the people that walk up and just punch old people out of the blue?
No.
Why do people do that?
Stuff happens.
It makes no sense.
No. That stuff happens all the time. The amount of stuff. In fact, I recently found a page, and it's called Pranksters. It's like Pranksters Getting What They Deserve. And it's basically pranksters then just getting their ass kicked by the people that they're trying to prank. And it's my new favorite thing to see. Because these people deserve to be socked right in the face. And whoever clogged this toilet, 8 of these toilets, deserves to get kicked in the nuts. You imagine the anger, you're on a trip and you have to, 10 hours you've wasted plus the time it takes you to get back, deboard all that, find another plane.
The fact you already have to do a 10-hour flight and now basically you have to spend that time going back and then do it again, that sucks.
Dude, I would be just, the amount of rage, I don't know if I could continue. I'd be fearful that if I could find out who did it, I would be fearful that
you're interrogating the cabin, finding out who's been to the bathroom.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
But I mean, seriously though, can we focus on the real problem here?
And that is,
why is 5 hours back to Chicago
better
than 9 hours and at least getting the people where they want to go?
4 extra hours.
4 hours without a biohazard issue.
Yeah.
Really? That, I mean, but
look,
you still have 5 hours.
I don't disagree with you. I think that's what their logic is.
I just don't think they have a choice. There's got to be an airplane bro somewhere that can tell this cannot be left in the pilot's
hands. It's
got
to be that, like, you have to take the option of least amount of time with that issue going on.
It's
the
only thing that makes sense, because you're right. These things are, every time we read one of these, it seems ludicrous. So there has to be some sort of regulation that Buck says it is the shortest time to get somewhere.
The end of this story says even just one or two clogged toilets is enough to trigger a flight crew to turn the plane around and land due to the limited number of lavatories available. There were 12 on this plane. And you're, dude, how livid would you be if two of them were clogged and they turned around and went back to Chicago 5 hours into a 14-hour flight?
That's not okay.
Come on, man.
That's not okay.
What are we even doing here?
Is it two is enough?
That's what this says.
Wow. Yeah, that would.
I would like to know the laboratory.
Yeah.
Rules.
We need a pooers to pooees ratio. There has to be a common denominator there that turns the plane around. Because you're right. Like, some of that stuff is a bit egregious. I still can't believe 8 and pieces of clothing. I hope they find out who this is. There's no cameras on the plane, though, is there?
No, but you could probably, I mean, well, people aren't filming the bathrooms.
Yeah.
People going in and out of the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Or are they?
I just wonder if you could.
That one creepy pilot was.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he was.
I just wonder if you could bust someone. Because that person deserves to be kicked off a plane and never fly again, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes without saying.
What's wrong with people? 8.
Well, yeah, even if you did it knowingly or not, like, either way is bad.
Yeah. Well, see, that's my thing, is there's just no way you couldn't know. If you're flushing an article of clothing down a toilet, you don't know that's bad.
Maybe they were murder clothes.
Someone killed someone on an airplane?
They brought all the
murder clothes.
The evidence with them, and they're just, like, systematically putting it in each of the laboratories.
Kind
of
genius, huh?
That actually seems like the worst idea.
Yeah, because they can get the clothes,
Get the clothes.
But then they're all covered in doo-doo.
I've never understood why you don't just burn those things.
They're doo-doo also.
All right. We have an update on the Faster Pussycat story.
Mm-hmm.
Faster Pussycat death.
Yeah.
Coming up next. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You rocking out over there?
Well, I'm listening to Faster Pussycat.
When's the last time you listened to Faster Pussycat?
Well, oh, this is a good tune.
Is it really?
I can hear it coming through your microphone, kind of. And it's awful.
In this house of pain. Yeah, I was thinking, so we're getting ready to do the Faster Pussycat story here.
Yeah.
So I had to go look. I was like, man, what did they even sing?
Did they have hits?
Yeah, that song, House of Pain, was a hit.
But that's not their hit. That's not theirs. That's a cover.
You know what?
No, it's a different
That house. Is the one song we have in our system.
Yeah, play it. See if the people. This reached number 28 on the Billboard Hot 100. It's a ballad. It's got kind of Warrant was
this is not what I was expecting.
Vibes. Warm vibes, yeah. This is faster Pussycat.
Seems like slower Pussycat.
So their rise to fame started in 1987, according to Wikipedia.
1987.
They're on the same album, or the same label as Metallica.
So this is written by Tame Downey. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
He's their lead singer.
Yeah, he's the guy at the head of this controversy.
Yes. When are they going to get to singing?
I was wondering the same thing, Isaac.
Here we go.
Sounds like Great White.
It's a little Steve Tyler.
This is a little rough, but wait till they get to the chorus. It'll get better, I think.
This is not good.
No.
Not yet. Yeah. Here we go. In my house of pain.
It does have a Warrant sound to it. Yeah, for sure.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, they are, they've been touring since 2008 with L.A. Guns.
Oh, that's about right. Well, anyway, that's Faster Pussycat.
Doesn't it say something that like bands like that can still team up and people pay to see them?
Oh, yeah. They probably have a huge following from 1987. Well, yes. People that, you know, rocked out with them in 1987 probably still go to see them if they're alive.
Well, apparently they have these, they have like these rock cruises now. And like where you get together, you go on a cruise, and then you see bands like Faster Pussycat that play.
Kid Rock's got one.
Yeah, Kid Rock has that's one. Right. Like the Offspring have one. Can you imagine, by the way, someone being like, hey, Rob, got a great idea. We're going to take a week. We're going to head down to Florida. We're going to get on a cruise ship. It's going to take you around the islands. And more importantly, we get to listen to L.A. Guns and Faster Pussycat.
What do you think the 2,000 people on that ship are like?
Yeah.
Much like the lead singer.
Yeah. Man. And if you see the lead singer. Hey,
yeah, Tame.
And by the way, his wife or fiance kind of looks about the same.
Well, if you hadn't seen, they were in a fight on this cruise.
Yes.
And she wound up dead.
She went over the ship.
She went over, yeah.
Never to be seen again. Still haven't found her.
They have not found her body.
And so they said it was a loud, nasty argument followed by her going over. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, which that is sounds not like an funny. Accident.
It's not. Exactly. So I was like, there's no way. I've been saying for years, if you're in a turbulent relationship, don't go hiking, don't go on a cruise ship, you're getting shoved over. And I was just waiting for this dumbass to be like, to be caught red-handed, because clearly you threw your crazy fiance overboard. Well, I, even though
why is she crazy? Maybe he's crazy.
Turns out, it's the other way around. So, Kimberly Birch is her name. Still hasn't been found.
Fiance.
Tragic, by the way. Like, yeah. That's a horrible death. Jumping at night from, you know how high those damn cruise ships are?
Yeah, were they in Miami or something?
Yeah, they were off the coast of Florida.
Oh, the Gulf of America.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, they'd be on the Pacific.
They'd be on the other side. Maybe they're making their way around the Gulf of America. But I guess they have a video, and we owe an apology.
Yeah. She just jumped.
Yeah, to old the downer there. Yeah, I guess she climbed up on the railing herself. Peter panned right off into the night.
Yeah, they're saying that there are people that were on the ship that have video of her climbing the rail and taking a step off.
Wow.
And like you said, they haven't found her body, but they have not said anything more about how they're ruling the death or anything. Yeah. But it sounds like the guy...
Cut and dry.
He might be off the hook here.
Boy, I'll tell you right now, that is the upsets of all upsets. If I told you that faded 80s glam metal frontman has heated argument with crazy fiance on the top of a metal cruise ship.
Yeah, that was minus 1200. He did it.
Exactly. Dude, that is the upset of upsets. That she, and imagine, by the way,
15 seed taken out of two right there.
The state you have to be in to throw yourself off a cruise ship over the lead singer of Faster Pussycat.
Well, maybe that contributed to it, you know?
Once maybe you go faster, pussycat, you can never go back?
She's sitting there going, my God, what is my life?
Well, once you go faster, pussycat, you can never slow down.
No.
I'm arguing with the lead singer of Faster Pussycat.
Yeah.
And wait, I'm engaged to him?
Ah! I rely on this guy?
And it's just over.
Well, look. When you're engaged to the lead singer of Faster Pussycat, something tells me life's a little wild.
They did have matching neck tattoos, if that...
Exactly. See what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, here's the other one. I'm going to have to amend this. Never... If you're in a turbulent relationship, never go hiking, never go on a cruise ship, never get matching neck tattoos. I think the matching neck tattoos is the, it's how you end up hiking. It's how you end up on the cruise ship.
I've always thought it'd be sweet if you two did that to commemorate 20 years of the show. You know,
what would we tat on our necks?
I mean, maybe, 1080 the fan,
maybe a PT 20,
yeah, maybe a cool PT come up, tribute,
yeah, primetime 20. Well, you don't have a tattoo yet. Let's make it your first. Get it right there on your neck. Boy, I just I owe the Faster Pussycat guy an apology. I the moment I heard that, I was like, oh yeah, that dude had enough and just whoops, overboard. And the fact that he was like, I don't know what happened. We have an argument. Next thing I know, she went overboard. That's your story? You got to come up with a better one than that. Good thing for that guy that there were people filming. Probably
turns out to be true.
Probably because of the argument. You know, yelling and screaming and, you know.
Yeah.
That leads people to take out the camcorder and...
Now, but that also raises the question of, like, when you see somebody step up to the rail as if they're
going
to jump off, like, don't you... Like, you don't film. You go and try to help them.
Well, yeah, I was
wondering... John Bon Jovi did.
Maybe nobody, based on them being on cruise ships, maybe no one can get to each other's balconies or whatever, but, like, wouldn't you, instead of filming, like, run and go get help? Or, like, use that phone to call, I don't know, the emergency services on the ship?
Or how about yell down to them, talk to them if you can?
Like, hey, don't.
If they're within shot of you filming, can't they hear you?
Yeah, right. You would think, though, in today's world, no one intervenes. We just film. I mean, that is what
you could yell
do.
Something like, don't do it, Faster Pussycat rules.
Yeah. That's terrible. I feel bad. That's
you don't.
Look,
you don't.
I'm not saying that she was going to cure cancer, but that's someone's, I don't know. I don't know if it's someone's mom or,
whoa,
it's a rough go of it. Yeah. To think that you're in that bad of a spot that you're willing to end it all in a horrible way over Faster Pussycat. You just, you can't do that. And I'm guessing that's a terrifying thing to just look out into that dark ocean abyss on the top of one of those cruise ships. Although, when you hit the water, that's probably the end of it, right? That's,
depends on how far her drop was, you know?
Yeah. Maybe not. Might have been drowning, hypothermia. Might have hurt something on the fall that made you unable to swim.
Yeah. Yeah, people are saying you really can't shove someone over those railings. Oh, I think you can.
Yeah, the same guy said it takes a big effort to get over the rails of a cruise ship, he said.
I mean, that's not surprising.
I've never been on a cruise ship, but...
But that's like hotel windows. You can't get those things open because they don't want people to jump out of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Like Vegas don't have balconies.
By the way, I'm looking at the railing on some of these cruise ships. You could easily shove someone over. What are you talking about?
I think the newer ones have tried to make it more difficult barrier-wise.
Hmm. Like, I'm looking up, like, one of these big cruise ships, and look, I'm not saying that it's, like, you know, 3 feet tall and you can stumble your way across, but that does not look like it's that hard. I would say that's, like, on most people here, I'm looking at some of these photos, you're looking at mid-chest that goes to, so certainly the fulcrum would be the waist. It's above the waist, it's going to be hard, but you can shove someone over.
Well, I tell
you. You might have to, like, grab a leg, but again... It's easy to be like, oh, yeah, we were doing the Titanic King of the World thing, and next thing you know, oops.
I'm an expert on this because I watch Below Deck.
Exactly.
And they're not, those railings are a piece of cake. You could jump over it without even touching it.
Yeah. It's like hurdle that thing.
Now, those are yachts, not cruise ships, but I don't know. I can't imagine they're much different.
No, I'm looking here at like these really nice... These really nice big old cruise ships, and the railing is, again, they're not making it easy to go off, but those are not a great barrier to. I think it's more of you're trying to keep the toddlers.
Right.
And like the kiddies and maybe the drunks from just stumbling over one.
So this says railings on cruise ships are legally required to be 42 inches tall.
So that's so
three and a half feet.
Yeah, what are you talking about? It's no.
Well, then it's exactly what Sue said. It's to keep little kids from falling over and for a drunks to just tumble over. But if you brought a chair up, you could just climb up and just jump right over.
Mm. 3.5 feet? You don't need a chair?
No, you could probably just swing your leg over.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could just... Yeah, totally. And then they have the step part, you know, like the little...
Yeah, you could
it's
step...
It's like steps.
Yeah, you could step on one of the railings and then just...
Step up there.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if this is true or not. I'd like to believe it is. Someone on the text program. My wife tripped getting out of bed after sex, almost fell out of an upper story window naked, barely caught herself in the jams each side.
No way.
Yeah, she said...
Where?
I don't know. That's why I need further clarity. He goes, I 100% would have gone to prison if she didn't catch herself. No one would have believed me. And by the way, that's true. If your wife had fallen out of a high window naked after having sexual relations with you, yeah, dude, you shoved her.
Yeah, but you got to prove it. You can't just... I mean, you got to prove it.
I don't know.
It's you do.
That's suspicious. That's well, suspicious it is suspicious, behavior.
But no matter how suspicious it is, you got to prove it. Mm. Sorry, dude, you're going to jail. I didn't do it.
Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, we think you did.
I'll tell you what, you put me on that jury and you give me those circumstances, I'm the first one standing up like, oh, your ass did that. And my first question, do you listen to Faster Pussycat and do you got neck tattoos? Because if you do, you did it. 100%. And then it turns out that you were having an affair and we catch you in that. You're going down. You're getting burned.
Tell you what, I'm going to warn the BTJ never to go on a cruise with you.
Oh, 100%. I wouldn't go with her. It's not me that I'm the one that's worried.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, well, that's it for us. We got to go. We're behind in
Ducks programming.
We got cool stuff coming up next.
Important duck things.
Yeah, so our show, believe it or not, Talkie Talkie tomorrow.
Another one.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Wait till Wednesday happens.
Yeah, just wait.
We love our Wednesdays.
So we're back tomorrow, 3 to 7, on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships.